Christmas is a time of celebration, a time to celebrate the very first Christmas present of all. But all too often, our circumstances stop us from celebrating. I mean, really celebrating. And that is going to be the case for many people again today. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you how you can receive a free copy of our special edition life application booklet called The Best of 2018. We've been talking about Christmas these last few weeks, and so I thought we might take a change of tack this week as we head into this last week for the year. That kind of funny time between Christmas and New Year. And look at life, as we do around this time, look back on the year that's been and think forward to the year that's to be. I love listening to other people's stories, and so I'm joined this week on the program by a man called Dave Hansen. Dave's an American with a really ordinary upbringing. But these days, he's the Vice President of International Ministries for Back to the Bible. He leads an extraordinary life. Today, we're going to look back on his life briefly, and as we do that, perhaps you and I can look back on our lives too and think about the things that have been. A time to pause and reflect on our stories, kind of through Dave's story. Now, Dave, just tell us, just briefly, where were you born? What was your childhood all about?
Sure. Well, I was born in Minnesota, one of the northern states known for 10,000 lakes, but moved to the state of Nebraska when I was very young. Uh-huh. My father was a pastor, and so I grew up as a PK and spent most of my life in Nebraska, graduated from high school in Nebraska, and then went to Grace University in Omaha, and then also went to Radio Engineering Institute in Omaha. So that kind of gave me the education that I needed.
So you had a fairly, I guess, standard conservative upbringing? Is that a...
Definitely. When you grow up in the Bible Belt in Nebraska, pretty much the Midwest to central part of the U.S., conservative Christian life.
And these days, you spend a lot of your time tripping around the world to all sorts of weird places, I believe.
I do.
Including Australia.
That's right. As the Vice President of International Division for Back to the Bible, I have that privilege of traveling the world. And, of course, I've been to this wonderful country of Australia on a number of occasions and been to places like the Solomon Islands, uh-huh. been to places like Indonesia and India and Sri Lanka, and it goes on, and it's been a wonderful time.
So how does this kid who has this pretty routine, straight out of Central Casting, Bible Belt upbringing, end up doing this sort of stuff? Because I imagine, you know, coming from where you came from, what you see now, what you do now, probably blows your mind a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't have ever guessed, you know, more than 30 years ago when I started this career journey that I would be doing this. I wouldn't have ever guessed that I was going to travel the world. I wouldn't have ever guessed that I was going to work with some wonderful Bible teachers around the world. My passion was in the area of electronics, uh-huh. and I wanted to use the talents and the interest that I had to advance the gospel through media, uh-huh. and that actually got Judy and myself to Italy. Uh-huh. That was in, believe it or not, 1974, and we actually spent 11 years there before I moved back to the United States.
You don't look a day over 70.
yeah, right. Thanks, Bernie.
It's my gift. I'm pastorally gifted. Yeah. So you look back on, how old are you now?
I'm 57.
So you look back on this kind of amazing journey. We're going to explore your journey more during this week on the program. But you look back on this journey. What are the things that really stand out for you? What are the things that you learned, or that the insights, the wisdoms that you come with your advanced years?
Yeah, thanks, Bernie. Appreciate that. Well, there is a reality that through life, there are many things that God is actually preparing you for that you don't know you're going to be prepared for down the road. Mm-hmm. I went to Italy in 74, as I said, had a background in electronics, but had done also a lot of construction. And little did I know that Voce della Bibbia was going to build a massive studio office complex mm-hmm. in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. But all those years of construction, which for me was nothing more than money, mm-hmm. basically gave me a background to do that. And life is that way. God is constantly preparing us for what he has next for us.
He doesn't seem to waste a whole bunch, does he?
No, he doesn't. He has it all planned out. Yeah. If we're willing to follow.
Yeah. So what did that following look like? I mean, you got a chance now to look back a little bit. What did all that look like?
Well, 11 years in Italy, and they were wonderful years. Our boys were born there. They attended Italian schools. We learned Italian. We learned to love the Italian people. I didn't know much about Italy before I got there. Uh-huh. Had never really been out of the United States. But it really impacted our lives, because within that first year, we understood that the number one objective was to entrust to the national Italians everything that God had given to us. And it reminds me of 2 Timothy 2:2, where it talks about entrusting to reliable people the ability to teach the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And that was crucial. And so those years really impacted what I was going to do next. Mm-hmm. And after 11 years, the office was nationalized or turned mm-hmm. over to a national leader. And I was asked to come back to the United States and oversee the international part for Back to the Bible. And that's where my world went from Italy mm-hmm. to the entire world. Yeah. And today, Back to the Bible is working in 25 languages around the world, as you well know. Mm. And I have that privilege of working with 13, 14 wonderful men.
Yeah. How did God prepare you for that? I mean, I still struggle over this leap from you grew up in Nebraska and your football team, the Cornhuskers.
The Cornhuskers. They might even win this year.
And now you're doing this. You look back on that. What did you learn? What's God really taught you through all that?
Well, one, I think the reality, it's not about me. Mm. It's about God. And a necessity for me to remain humble, a necessity for me to realize that there are no borders. For God, there are no nations. There is not an Australian. There's not an American. Mm-hmm. There are people that God loves. And I have to set all that aside in order to make sure that the kingdom is being reached. It's also the reality that I had no idea that there were 1.8 billion people who still had never heard of Jesus Christ. 1.8 billion. You know, Christmas has just been completed. Mm. And yet there's 1.8 billion who have no idea what Christmas is even about. Mm. They don't know what that Jesus in a manger was about. Mm. And it's important that we take that message to them.
1.8 billion people. So you got a busy life then.
I have a busy life.
You don't have time to retire.
No, I don't have time to retire, but it'll come one of these days.
Yeah. It's your comment about God preparing. I mean, I look back on my walk and I can see how God prepared me for things when I had no idea. Before I became a Christian, I was traveling around the world, speaking at conferences, doing all this stuff. Yeah. And then when I encountered this person of Jesus Christ, I looked back and it was such a humbling thing when I realized that all of that time, God was getting me ready for something. And I think we often are going through things. I don't know if you had this experience, but we're often going through things and they're hard and they're painful and they're scary and we don't know why it's going on, but God's in that place.
That's right.
And God's doing something that we can't see down the track.
Yeah. As I said, I wouldn't have ever guessed that I would be doing what I am doing today. In fact, I remember going to Italy saying that I am never going to get into the position where I don't do what I'm trained for. Mm. And I actually didn't expect to be in administration, didn't expect to be doing what I'm doing today, overseeing the international side globally for Back to the Bible. I had an engineering background. I knew how to run the knobs, the tape recorders, how to fix them, how to install transmitters, how to climb antennas. And I wouldn't have ever guessed that I was going to give that up in order to be on the other side of the media ministry.
And I just wonder, when each one of us looks back, as we've just briefly over the last few minutes done on your long life.
Thanks.
It's my gift. It's a way of flattery.
Thanks.
But as each one of us looks back, I think we can each point to things where God has done things, sometimes through difficult circumstances, to prepare us for what we're doing now and other things around the corner over the next hill that we just have no idea about. This year, quite literally millions of people around the globe have watched, listened to, and read Christianity Works Bible teaching messages day after day in something like 160 countries. And amongst all that, there have been certain programs, certain messages that have stood out. That's why, as a special Christmas gift to you, I'd love to send you a free copy of December's special edition life application booklet called The Best of 2018. My prayer is that it'll be a mighty blessing to help you draw even closer to God this Christmas. You can request your free copy right now, either by stopping by at our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com, or giving us a call toll-free on 1-300-722-415. Get in touch and we'll send your booklet straight out to you in the post. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so please don't miss out. Again, that's christianityworks.com or 1-300-722-415. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.